people. So I look forward to potentially serving in the future. Wait till the kids get a little bit older, but you'll probably see me up here again. So thank you. Thank you all. And have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you, Rachel, for your service. I now would like to ask former Councilmember Nick Knoth to please come to the podium. So, Nick, we have the resolution of appreciation. So this is, I'll read yours as well. Resolution to appreciation to Nick Knoth. So whereas Nick Knoth was elected council member for the first ward on April 4th, 2023, and whereas he has ably represented his constituency and the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office, and whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty, in addition to hours spent at regular and special city council sessions, now therefore be it resolved that the city council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Knoth for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia a viable city, and we wish him the best in the future. So thank you, Nick. Come for us.
So again, retirement time. Thank you for your time.
Recognize anyone in the audience?
Just a couple comments. I despise public speaking, so that's one thing I will not miss from being on city council. First thing I wanted to say was just a huge thank you to my wife, Taylor, who's here with me tonight. As anyone who knows my journey to council will understand that I genuinely would not have ran for the seat nor be here if she had not only greenlit it, but encouraged it and made it happen. So a big thank you to my wife for everything. And then just a couple quick reflections, if you will. I think a lot of folks run for city council or consider serving on it and come into the office thinking that they can be a one-man, one-woman wrecking ball in terms of getting their issue or their thing done, and that is simply not the case. It's not the case for the mayor. It's not the case for any one council person. It takes working together across your differences, across anything, to actually move the needle on something. And sometimes you're not moving it much, but progress, any progress is better than nothing. And I'm very proud of the work we managed to do in my 1 year on council on housing and other issues. And I have no regrets about the year of service I provided. With that, I'm proud to have served and proud to have been of service. And so thank you to the staff. I think folks forget that our government at the city and at every level for that matter is made up of actual people. So when you have a complaint about a pothole or your utility bill or anything, there's a person on the other end of it who's working on that issue, whose job it is to correct that or to fix it. And we forget that there is a human in our government, just like your neighbor. So I would hope people keep that in mind. And I'm very thankful to those smart and kind folks who worked with me in my year, helping me move the issues along that I cared about and that my constituents cared about. So thank you to the city staff. And I wish you the best. And to Carlin, no more late night text messages, please. Thank you.
All right, I'll now ask for Lisa Meyer to join Sheila Amin at the podium.
Right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Lisa Evelyn Ann Meyer.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess all qualifications.
For the office of Second Ward Council Member.
For the office of Second Ward Council Member.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
That I am not subject.
That I am not subject.
To any of the disqualifications.
Set forth in the Charter.
Set forth in the Charter.
Of the City of Columbia.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
The laws of the United States.
And of the State of Missouri.
And of the State of Missouri.
And the Charter and ordinances.
And the Charter and the ordinances.
Of the City of Columbia.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So I'm proud to present to you your official commission. So this commission reads, to all who shall see these presents, greetings. Know ye that it having been certified that Lisa Evelyn Ann Meyer was, on the second day of April 2024, duly elected as the Second Ward Council Member within and for the City of Columbia in the County of Boone in the State of Missouri. Now, therefore, in the name and on behalf of said City of Columbia, County and State aforesaid, thus said, Lisa Evelyn Ann Meyer is hereby commissioned to serve as Second Ward Council Member for the term ending April 2027, as specified by law, and is authorized to discharge the duties of said office according to law.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll now ask for Elizabeth Peters to please come join us at the podium.
Where do you want me? This is good?
Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Elizabeth Peters.
Do solemnly swear
that
I possess all qualifications.
That I possess all qualifications.
For the office of Sixth Ward Council Member.
For the office of Sixth Ward Council Person.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
That I am not subject.
That I am not subject.
To any of the disqualifications.
To any of the disqualifications.
Set forth in the Charter.
Set forth in the Charter.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And of the State of Missouri.
And of the State of Missouri.
And the Charter and ordinances.
And the Charter and ordinances.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
I don't have to read her commission, right? She's heard it before. Okay, so I'm just...
And I think you guys have all just heard it.
I'll just say I'm happy to present your official commission to council.
Thank you very much.
Lisa, if you want to come join us at the... All right. I'll now ask if our newly elected Second Ward Council Member has any remarks you would like to make or invited guest you want to introduce.
Well, I would like to say thank you, especially to my husband, Jim. I'll have you stand. And there are so many members in this room who helped with the campaign and encouraged me. I would like you to stand, please. Everyone, Trey, thank you. Carolyn. This is a community effort, and anything that we achieve is going to be together. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And now I'll ask our re-elected 6th Ward Council member if she would like to make any remarks.
I would just like to thank folks for the opportunity to serve again. Although it can be contentious and some of the nights can be sort of long, I feel that we are moving the city forward and that this is a great place to live, and I'm happy to be able to serve for another 3 years. So thank you.
Thank you, Betsy, and thank you, Lisa, and thank you to all my fellow council members who came back. Right? This is a good thing. We now have just a few appointments that we make at our special meetings for this. So I would like to get council support for having Nick Foster continue to serve in the role as mayor pro tem. Is there any objection to that? If not, all those in favor, do you want me to say vote, or is that good?
That's fine by me.
Okay. Okay. So exciting for your thing, no. We also have a few boards where there's a council member who serves as a liaison to that. The first one is the City of Columbia New Century Fund Incorporated Board, and that is historically held by the mayor. So if there's no objection, I would continue to serve in that capacity.
No objection.
No objection.
The other is our Cooperative Adaptive Management Stakeholder Committee. This is a group that advises with stormwater and our MS4 permit, currently held by Betsy Peters. And if there's no objection, Betsy could continue to remain on that committee.
No objection.
The next is our Community Land Trust Organization Board. Historically, it's been held by our first ward council member. And since that one is currently vacant, I was going to ask if Betsy wouldn't mind serving on it until we have a first ward member serve, because we have others who serve on other boards and commissions. And I know that Cam doesn't have as much of a heavy load, if you would be willing to serve.
I would be happy to serve.
Is there any objection to that one?
No objection.
Okay, well, so thank you for that. And then you'll continue, but that one usually comes up in June. But Roy usually serves on our Youth Advisory Council, so thank you for that. Is there any other items that the council would like to discuss? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and adjourn our special meeting. We will adjourn to Conference Room 1A, 1B for a reception in honor of our re-elected, newly elected, and outgoing council members. So please join me in thanking them, and I'll see you next door.
Thank you.
There might be cookies. Awesome. I don't know for sure.
Maybe we're doing a lot together.
I bet there are.